Welcome to the Empowered Dancers podcast, where we talk openly about all things empowerment in the salsa, bachata and kizomba scene. Join me as I talk about the highs and lows of Latin dancing, as well as interviewing some incredible people on their stories, experiences and points of view, both in the dancing and beyond. Go to empowereddancers.com/5ways for 5 tips to boost your confidence on the social dance floor. I'm Bobby Miles, that's Bobby with an IE and Miles as in distance. Grace Clay is a local Bristol Bath dancer. She has been dancing for nearly 10 years now, and you are just as likely to see Grace at a local midweek event as at a national congress weekender. Grace is a familiar face wherever she goes. She is a triple threat of salsa, bachata, and kizomba. Welcome, Grace.
Thank you very much for having me, Bobby. I'm really pleased to be here.
I love getting to have some local dancers on with me. It's really nice. So, Grace, why don't you start us off by telling us, how did you get into salsa, bachata, kizomba, any of it?
I used to really love Latin music. So if I passed the bar or somewhere and I heard Latin music going on, it would just set me off and I would start dancing. So, yeah, I Googled and Bath Salsa came up and I joined them in 2014, in July 2014, and I have not looked back since then.
Did it hook you in like it hooked me? Like, I started and I just thought, I need more of this.
That's right. Looking for more. That's right. So I set foot at Bath Salsa and I remember seeing all these lovely dancers and I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. And the learning wasn't straightforward to start with, but after 6 months, I remember the host took me from beginner class into the improvers, and that was a turning point.
Yeah.
I think it was the quality of the dancers and the lead, they somehow did something, and I felt confident that I could actually dance with the more experienced people, and that was it. And I was hooked. In 2017, I joined a team that used to do all 3 classes at a venue in Bristol every Thursday, and I would do Cuban salsa and then bachata and then kizomba or the other around, depending on which class was first. And I got really confident in all 3 classes. And
that's a lot in one night.
I know. So they used to start at 8 until 11:30 or 12, and I would drive back. But I worked in Bath at that point, so it would be closer for me to move from Bath to travel from Bath to there and then back home. Yeah, but so that's how I got into the Latin dance. And I think every day that goes on, I get more and more hooked. So as you probably know, I venture out, you know, to national places like London now. And I go to festivals and big events. So it's remained very much a part of my life now, this Latin scene. Yeah. And I'm really enjoying myself. So yeah.
Fantastic. And this past year, so 2023 into 2024, has been like festival central for you.
It has indeed, yeah. For whatever reason, I think after booking that Soul with Kids, I felt the buzz and I thought, it was almost addictive. And I thought, I need to book the next one and then next one.
Soul with Kids, that was 100% kizomba?
That was 100% kizomba. Damn. So, yeah. And it was the first time I had actually attended a single style event. And I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did, but I loved it. And I think partly, if not one of the major reasons, is because the quality of dancers was so high. We had national teachers and international teachers, and also all the national dancers came and we were all under one roof. So, as a follower, when you're led with like a really good lead, your experience is different, isn't it?
Massively,
have the best time on the dance floor, don't you? Because you're made to feel like you can dance, and it's a different experience, isn't it?
That gives extra empowerment and confidence.
Exactly,
because they've got you
that is it.
You've got them. Yeah,
that's right. That empowerment and confidence, you feel like you can do it. You are amazing. I'm sure these people are really good because they make you look amazing. Because I was actually chatting to one of the leads and they said, my job is to make a lady look elegant and beautiful when they dance. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. It's
Yeah.
yeah, that teamwork involved. It's cool.
It definitely was. And for me, I was so happy. I was like, I looked back at my photos and I was like, my God, that was the biggest smile I was giving for this throughout the whole weekend.
Oh.
But it was really, really good. I felt so. It was amazing. It's just the atmosphere, I think. But also, I think for me, what makes a good festival is the quality of dancing and the environment, really. When you connect with people and you are able to be yourself, as long as you connect with people, that's for me. That makes a perfect festival, I think.
You don't have to worry about how you're turning up. Like, am I smiling enough? Am I interactive enough with my conversations? It's just, it all comes together.
That's right. That's the
And
you.
you come
Yeah, you.
as however you feel.
That's right. Exactly. That's what I was trying to explain. Thank you, Bobby.
We're all teamwork. And so if you had to pick between, or you had to rate them, which one's the highest? So we can't pick, I think it's impossible. But if
Oh
you
my
had to rate dancers, environment, or teachers, where do you think the order comes for you in making a great festival?
goodness, I am so tempted to say all three.
Oh.
Oh, it's so difficult. It's so difficult. If I was to really choose, I would say the dancers, and then the second would be the environment. Because you can have the best dancers, but if the environment is not right, if the energy of the people around you is not right, then your whole experience will be nothing. So
Definitely.
I think the environment, and then the teachers put a lot into making sure that the students get the best out of the teaching, and they connect with the students a bit more, and they know exactly what the students are looking for or want, or what the needs of the students are.
Yes. And that can be quite hard to pitch at a festival when you have 50 things going on at any one time anyway,
Exactly, and a lot
and
of
you're working out how
people.
to pitch this room you don't know. Yeah, it's quite, I don't envy them.
Exactly, and people at different levels, and how many times you'll be an improver, but you'll end up at an intermediate class.
If ever that happens, I'm thinking, I spend the first 10 minutes going, should I be here? Should I be here? Should I bail? Should I be here? Trying to decide. And sometimes I have gone, no, I'm bailing. This is nope. Just walk away.
Exactly. I do not imagine the job the teachers have to make sure that we all get the same experience, even though we're at different levels. So I really salute them. So I would say all three, but I think I will, if I had to pick, it'll be the dancers, the environment, and the
Then the
teachers.
teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Because not
that's fair.
everybody goes there to learn. So for those who are social
Very
dancers,
true.
then yeah. If they get the environment side of things, and they get the dancers to obviously enhance their experience, and then for those who go there to learn, they've got the teachers looking after them. So I guess that's it.
Yeah, they are all quite interwoven. You're dead right. Yeah, they kind of
That's
all
right.
feed into each other and feed off of each other.
They do. So yeah, I think it'll be in that order. If I was to choose.
I think at the moment I agree with you on that order.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We're on the
I don't
same
have to agree with you. You
page.
don't have to agree
Yeah. So yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page.
with me. It happens every now and then. And then your winter's been non-stop. I feel like every month since November you've been somewhere. You were at Wolf in before the end of the year.
Oh God, I forgot about Wolf. Wolf was a big one. But that's different in so many ways.
Ooh, tell us.
It's an emerging festival. Last year was its fifth edition, and it moved from Devon to Weston-super-Mare. And so, yes, last year was the first time that it was held in Weston-super-Mare.
Oh, and for those who don't know, Wolf is the Winter Afro Latin Festival.
That's right. thank you, Bobby. And it's different because it's new, but it's also bachata kizomba, but it focuses more on the salsa and the kizomba side.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting combo.
Yeah, but it's also very, it is smaller compared to others because I guess it's just emerging and it's got that intimate environment
Oh,
where,
that's nice.
you all feel like a family, that family kind of, atmosphere.
That's quite a special atmosphere to create.
Yeah, so I guess that's what makes it different from all the others. Just like Soe kids, they were all the majority of them were really top instructors. So, for those who dance kizomba, even salsa, actually, you were guaranteed really good dancers
Nice.
because you were dancers with the best, the best dancers being the instructors and the guest teachers from
That is
abroad.
wonderful when you've got the guest teachers and instructors out there keen to dance with everyone.
Well, that's right, and they were out there all the time, and it
That's
was
special.
amazing. It was really amazing. You never like it was non-stop dancing, and so for anyone who hasn't been, I would really recommend that you try this year
I have
and see for
heard
yourself.
many lovely things from like various different people over the past couple of months of how much fun it was. So I'm looking
Yeah.
forward to the winter already.
Yeah, are you going, Bobby?
Yes, I'm going to go this year.
Ah, that's good. Yeah, you'll see for yourself. I had the best salsa dancers, the best kizomba dancers. I left feeling like I was a pro of
Yes,
kizomba.
that's the feeling we want.
Yeah, because of the quality of the dancers and all the instructors, like
It creates this synergy
kizomba.
where you
That's
feel
right.
amazing, therefore you are amazing.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, so you want to carry that up, that feeling. You leave there with that feeling and you just want to carry on feeling like that.
That's
And
the
I think
addictive part, isn't it?
that's right. And it's one thing that will make you go back.
Yes.
Because we all want to feel great, that environment that we were talking about,
Yes.
that's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll
Yeah.
have to work on my kizomba throughout the year then. So I've only just done my first kizomba lesson a few weeks ago at the Bristol Salsa Congress, and it was
Okay.
fun. So I followed a little bit when someone's like, "Let's dance," and I say, "Okay, great, I'll follow," but I have no kizomba skill. But this was my first time doing a lesson, and it was really lovely. I enjoyed
And
it.
did you like it? Oh, I'm
Yes.
glad. 'Cause, that's a good place to start because you've got to enjoy
Yeah.
the
Because
first class that you do, yeah.
it's that one step closer than bachata, I think I've been a little bit nervous of trying it.
Yeah.
But actually, from that one lesson, I could see there is still a personal space. And
There
there
is, and
is,
it's,
yeah. And that.
and it's not always as scary as, and it doesn't have always have to be closer or close too close. There are all sorts of various versions of kizomba that you
Yeah.
can do. As looking back at my videos actually of the ABCD, because I took some, although I haven't posted, and I was looking at how different leads led me, and I was like, oh my God, kizomba is so varied.
Oh, yes. I've only started to learn how varied it is. The first I came across it when Hannelore posted in the Empowered Dancers about different kinds of kizomba. And I thought, gosh, there's so many different variations. It was like a rabbit hole of videos for me for that evening of looking at all these different styles. And it seems far more styles than in bachata, for example, I think. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. And oh God, your learning is impressive. You actually get into all the bits about learning all the different,
I love a learning
versions of
sesh.
it. Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
only just, even though I've done kizomba, well, I'm an improver ish dancer. I haven't actually gone into deeply as to sort of finding out what sort of different styles, even learning musicality in kizomba. I'm yet to do that. And it has so much depth that people don't know about, So when you see adverts for kizomba, you'll see things like tarashinye or
Yes.
taraksho or kompa, all these different things, and you think, gosh, what is that? But if you go and find out, you'll see how varied the dances are. There's urban kizomba, which is like a fusion, and a mixture of like pop with some traditional kizomba. The music, yeah, some musicality is similar, but also very different. You might just get away with dancing urban kids music. You might, dancing kizomba with urban kids music because the beats are very similar. But if you know it, you will know that, you know, various, like just like salsa, Cuban salsa, for example. When you hear the beats, you know that this is how you need to style yourself, or this is how you need to dance. The same as kizomba. So you have, you know, you interpret the music just like bachata as well, you know. Yeah, so you have, you know, it's interesting. If you're into learning, you're gonna be very impressed with how varied it is.
Love it. I think that's what's so good about dancing, whether you get to improve or intermediate, whatever level label we want to call ourselves, or even if people are dancing 20 years and they're advanced dancers, there's always more to learn, whether it's a sidestep to a style like you've been explaining, or just going further into the depth of things. There's always more to get.
That's right. There's so much room for improvement. Even those performers, they will never stop learning.
And then you're at Bristol. We were both at Bristol Salsa Congress a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that,
I mean, it was already a month ago.
Magical. Oh, I loved being there. And I think it was my best. For some reason, I've been there in previous years before the pandemic. But this year, for some reason, I don't know if it was because it was post-pandemic, but I felt the presence more than I did in previous years. Theme of the festival was musicality, and it that actually was reflected throughout the teaching and the music. So I think
I do agree with that, definitely. Yeah, because it was billed as musicality focus, and lessons did. Yeah, musicality was very clearly permeated through a lot of the teaching, which. It's great. I love it when it says it's going to do A and then it delivers A. Great.
Yeah, it was. It did deliver. It did deliver. And I felt like they delivered what they promised, and perhaps even beyond.
Yeah, that's always a win.
Perhaps it's just me. I don't know, because I just love being in it at a festival. But I know it was one of the good ones. So
yes. Yeah, because you stayed all night. Was it Saturday night?
So,
I feel like I rolled in Sunday and you hadn't gone home yet.
No, I didn't get home. I wasn't there for the whole weekend, but I did Friday. And I was there. I was the last one to leave on Saturday morning. And I did Saturday, and I was the last to leave on Sunday morning.
Oh my goodness.
This is it. I'm one dancer who will go all out. In fact, I'm like that in real life.
But if you feel that vibe and you're feeling that connection with the event, then why not?
I just keep going. Just go all out. I just, you know, I just make the most of it until my body says enough.
My trouble is hearing my body. I feel like as long as I keep dancing, I don't check in with myself. And then when I finally stop for something, I think, oh my goodness, I'm shattered. I need to go now.
I'm the same. I'm exactly the same. It's just like one of those comments you put on your Facebook page about avoiding certain dance rooms. Well, you go with your energy when you are
like we were talking about.
That's right, because you know you're very aware of the fact that if your energy levels are low, you need to stay at a certain dance room because you pace yourself
very much.
And I was like that at the ABCD event, where because I had started on Thursday, I was there from Thursday, by the way.
Oh, you queen. Well done.
I don't know about queen. Oh, my God. By Friday, I was shattered. And so I wasn't feeling it for salsa at all. And salsa was my main dance. So I thought, I'll just stay in the bachata room. That'll do me fine.
Yeah.
And that's where I stayed throughout the week.
That was it. You didn't leave then. Oh, man.
Energy levels were not as good as I would like I would have liked them to be, because I had, I think I had danced myself out doing salsa on Thursday, I think. And on Friday night, I think I did a couple of, was it three dances? And that was it. I felt like the energy levels have dropped completely.
Yep.
And all I needed was to just be in a room where I don't have to make as much effort.
Yeah.
Like being in the Cuban salsa or even just normal salsa. And it was interesting about the energy bit that you mentioned.
How well timed.
I know, but I tend to go with it. I forget, is that as you, I forget to check in with my body, and
Yeah.
then suddenly it will hit me that, I'm actually very tired.
Yeah.
I can't anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely that way on a lot of events the last couple of years, where I will get to a certain point. Okay, not 5 a.m. like you. And I think, oof, okay, we're dipping. Let's go find some bachata, where it can have its bounce, but it will never involve all of those spin frame, freeze frame, turn frame. What? That is
Yeah,
that
I
mental
know.
focus as well? Yeah.
There's so much. I'm so glad you said that, because I've always found that salsa needs a lot of focusing, and sort of you have to really be focusing to give yourself and the
Yeah,
partner a good dance.
definitely. Yeah, when I know some people will say that following is the easier path than leading, but you try following a fast salsa and come and tell me that again.
Exactly.
They both have their challenges.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
Do you have any other events coming up this year? Any like weekenders and festivals that you're thinking, right, I'm going to go to this one?
I've got my eye out for the Mambo City in May.
Yes.
So that one, because of the experience of the ABCD, where I've been left completely wiped out, I think I'll just do the Saturday.
Yep.
Or, and I haven't actually booked anything, or just the socials, the 3 night socials.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about any other yet.
Yeah, we're in February. See how we go.
I know.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Grace. It's been wonderful having you. You've made me laugh a lot.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh, I'm so glad that it turned out to be a good interview.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, really lovely. And thank you for telling us all about the different values that are in festivals and different ones you've been to. It's been really lovely.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
You are most welcome as well.
Okay, you take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Empowered Dancers podcast. If there's an aspect of the dancing you would like to hear about, or a particular teacher you would like to hear from, drop me a message and I will try to make it happen. Make sure you subscribe to get every episode as it comes out. Thank you so much for the comments and questions you are already sharing. I really, really appreciate it, and I look forward to serving you in next week's episode.